Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby.
Little SRV bringing us back. Stevie Ray, the late, great Stevie Ray. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got stuff you can read, you can listen to, you can watch, you can ask questions, you can subscribe to my newsletter, you can take our poll question. Almost everything you need there except breakfast you can find at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we're working on that. Ramon Ray is our guest. He's all over our website. He's contributed so much to us over the years as he's been a member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 9 years now. As a member of our Brain Trust, Ramon is the author of the Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. Your own website is smallbiztechnology.com. Is that right, Ramon?
Exactly right. Smallbiztechnology.com. And Jim, thank you for having me a part of your network for these many years. I'm waiting to receive my gold pin. I'll send you one too.
It's coming. Yeah, your ninth anniversary gift as a member of our Brain Trust is an email. That's what you get for
awesome.
Yeah,
awesome,
we'll send
awesome.
You an email. So you got a new book coming out on Facebook.
I do. Thank you, Jim. I mean, this book is coming out probably about February, March time frame, and the title is The Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing.
Right.
And it's all about how small businesses can market themselves online, and of course, using Facebook primarily. But really, it's a good book for those who want to market using Facebook. And even if you don't, the principles are all about how to use good headlines.
Let me tell you why this book is needed and why I'm glad you're writing it. Because I poll my audience on a lot of different things every week, a different one every week.
Right.
But fairly recently, we polled them on how they were doing with regard to their Facebook strategy.
Right.
And probably, I don't remember the exact numbers, but only maybe 20% said they were successful with their social media strategy. And it was three other groups that took up the other 80%, and those were anywhere from, we have one, but it's still not right. We have one, but we have a strategy, but we don't know what we're doing. And the fourth one was, we don't want a strategy. So 8 out of 10 small business owners, at least as based on our poll, are having a hard time with social media. What do you think?
You know, Jim, that makes sense. I mean, social media, we make it sound like it's easy. Just post and profits will come.
It's not intuitive. It's not really intuitive the way regular business seems to be.
Exactly. And I think that a few key things, for example, the keywords, Jim, I'm learning as I experiment with this myself, it takes a lot of time and a bit of expertise even to get keywords right to drive more traffic to your ad, something as simple as a keyword. There's a lot of science behind it.
Well, no kidding. And this is the reason why I tell small business owners, don't try to become a social media expert.
Right.
Just accept the fact that you need to be moving in this direction and hire people to help you with this. What do you think?
Yeah, no, it's so true. I mean, there was an article in the New York
Times. It's hard to manage and execute in both worlds at the same time, isn't it?
Right. No, that's very true. And I like your tip, Jim, about the expertise. An article in the New York Times, I think just yesterday, talked about how a company was trying to buy a phone system. The bottom line is they were trying to buy it by themselves, and the comments were, you should have hired an expert. Same thing with social media, Jim.
Yeah.
You can write on your own, do video on your own. You can do a lot on your own. But when you really want to do it well, pay a few hundred dollars or whatever it is to somebody who can help you do it and do it well. That's how you get the return.
One of the things that I think is that I'm talking to my audience about with regard to social media is that the rules for selling in social media are not the same thing, are not the same rules as the regular rules of selling. And by that I mean you got to be more patient. And I have a little term, a little catchphrase that I've been using, and I'd like to see what you think about it. I call it contribute first. In social media selling, the goal is contribute first, contract second. What do you think?
I love it. CC. I'm going to use that, and I'll attribute you.
Are you going to steal it, or are you going to give me attribution, Ramon?
I like it, Jim, and I think it's important because if selling otherwise, you tend to want to, here's my card, are you ready to buy? on social media.
Hey, Ramon, when you do that in the marketplace, it's acceptable. Hey, I'm Jim Blassingame. Yes. This is what I do for a living. How can I help you? They're okay with that. When you move over to social media, it's not okay.
Exactly. And I think it's hard for small business owners to realize the patience it takes and the relationship to establish first and foremost, then possibly go for the sale or not even go for the sale, wait for people to come to you to want to buy.
It's a slower, more deliberate, more patient, more relationship-building process. And here's another thing I'd be curious about your thoughts on, Ramon. I think the term social media is a put-off for small business. And that's the reason why I don't like it and why I say you should think about building, instead of social media, think about it as if you are building online customer communities.
I like the word communities for sure. That's what it is about. I mean, you take a look at Will It Blend, these companies that have exceeded in video. What is it? A community of people around a product. It's not about buying it, but common interest. So you're right, dead on to that.
Yeah. Hey, Ramon, thanks for being here. Good job. Listen, by the way, when the book comes out, we expect you to launch it on the show.
Jim, I promise you I will do that, and thank you for the invitation. So I will do that for sure.
And that will be out sometime later this spring. So folks, look for that. It's Facebook's Guide to Small Business Marketing. Is that right? Is that the title?
That's right.
All right.
Yep.
Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen, smallbiztechnology.com is his website. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.